It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Woman spends over 3 hours in ice. She's one cold woman.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Avista.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And R&R RV.
Well, 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 Steve Carell's animated adventure, Despicable Me 4, is number one at the box office once again, earning $44.7 million over the weekend. That gives it another week at number one. And number two goes to Long Legs. Oh, Long Legs.
Oh, Long Legs, huh?
$22.6 million. Inside Out 2, another decent week in the top three. Mm-hmm. $20.7 million. A Quiet Place Day 1 was number four. And Fly Me to the Moon, number five at $10
million. Do you think Twister will overtake?
Oh, yeah.
Despicable Me 4?
Yeah, because it's dipped down to $44 million already, yeah. So... I would imagine if Twister can't get $44 million.
Yeah, there's a problem.
There's a problem.
Yeah.
When is Wolverine?
That's the next week, I think.
The following. Okay.
Yeah. I think we have 2 weeks in a row of bam with big monster releases.
Not just Wolverine.
No, it's Deadpool Wolverine.
It's Deadpool.
Yeah, man. Come
Wolverine.
On.
Wolverine. Which I'm not sure how those two got together, but
maybe they'll
whatever.
Show us in the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
I never follow those stories very well. I also saw over the weekend. Because I see down at number seven, Horizon, An American Saga, Chapter 1, with, that's, what's his name's project?
Mm-hmm.
John
good,
Dutton.
Good old what's his name, yep. Did that get canceled?
Yes, the second chapter will not be in the theaters.
So Kevin Costner has already filmed two chapters of it, but the second one's not going to be released to theaters? Or
had... released, yeah, it sounded like it was maybe just going to go direct to DVD.
Oh.
Like, seriously, I mean, that's...
Straight to VHS.
I think they're still releasing it, Jay, but I mean, it was number seven this week with $2.4 million.
Okay.
And I thought that's what I saw, was that it was just going to go to streaming.
Oh. Okay. That's probably not good news then, I would think. And because it failed at the box office, or no one's saying, or what's the deal?
Yeah, let's see. In order, let's see what it says.
Yeah, let's see.
The news was announced Wednesday, July 10th. Well, we're pretty up on stuff.
Thanks.
Spokesperson said in a statement, Territory Pictures and New Line Cinema have decided not to release Horizon Chapter 2 on August 16th in order to give... audiences a greater opportunity to discover the first installment of Horizon over the coming weeks.
Right.
That's a weird way of saying it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great spin.
It is.
Yeah.
We're not releasing it because we want more people to know the story, because I'm assuming part two really needs part one.
And chapter one comes out digitally tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's
but it will
thinking.
Continue to run in the theaters if you'd prefer. Or be like, you don't have,
yeah.
I think, what is it, Max? Is that what it's going to be on? I think it is. I think that's the service you have to have to watch it. So if you don't have that, you could still see it by going to the movie.
I don't know enough about it. It looks kind of cool. There's
a
cowboy with a gun, and I like that.
Yeah, I had a question for you. What do you think of this idea?
Let's hear it.
Let's say that if sometimes in other products that you buy... things go on sale sometimes if they, let's say, have too much of it and they're trying to get rid of it, or it wasn't, whatever the product was, wasn't as popular as they thought it was. What if?
I don't know if this is the right term, but I've heard it before and I want to use it really bad right now.
Do it.
Whether it's right or not. Some sort of inventory overrun.
Well, I like what you did there. Or just in the other part is it's just wasn't as popular. Like you see, all these shirts are on sale and it's all because, you know, they have...
yeah,
the Fonz going,
just gotta get rid of them.
And they just like, oh, they're not as cool as we thought they were going to be. So what if you had movies, like let's say this one, who didn't have much success, so then they would offer, you know, like discounts on the actual...
oh, at the theater.
Yeah.
No, I agree. That would be smart.
Do you think that would work? I mean, would people then just go to the movie and go... I mean, or do you just think because it's not a great movie, you're not going to want to go? Let's say Despicable Me 4 is, I don't know, what is it, $12? What's the average cost?
I don't even know, but I would agree with $12.
Okay, let's say it's a $12 movie for Despicable Me 4. And well, that might be a bad one because it's a kid's movie. But anyway. And then,
I get what you're saying. The popular movie is $12.
Yep. And Kevin Costner's
the unpopular
is
movie is $6. What do you go
to? Would that
to?
Work?
It's got to help it. But it still only makes half as much money as they wanted to.
I know, but is half better than none? That's the only thing.
Yeah. Put it on streaming.
Yeah.
That's the joy of today, right? We just put it on streaming.
Straight to VHS. John, what's up?
Hey, guys. You know what the real reason why you're not going to have it come out on the 16th of August?
Why is that?
It's because Kevin called me up and he says, I didn't realize that it's your birthday.
Oh, that's
your birthday,
what it was.
Boston John.
Oh.
That would not be fair to all your Coyote Country listeners all over the world.
That's right. We can't overshadow your day of birth. Duh.
Hey, there you go. I just thought I'd pass that on. Just saying.
What day of the week is your birthday this year, John?
Either Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Yeah. What is the date? August 17th?
16th. I got it on a Friday. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Just before the weekend.
There you go.
Friday. Yeah. Boston John, how old will you be this year?
Kevin, that's not, you don't
no,
get to
he's
ask
a man,
people that.
He's a man, and he wants to say
I'm
it.
I'm proud of my age. I'm going to be, if you know history, I was born the day Babe Ruth died. So you tell me how old I'm going to be.
Googling.
Babe Ruth died. Well, it wasn't in the 2000s, I don't think.
No, not quite. Yeah, not the 90s either.
Oh, 19 and 48.
Right. So I'll be 76.
76. 76 years young. Yep, that's right.
Young.
That's right. You are actually young.
Yep.
Well, we're not going to.
Also,
yes, sir.
Listen, I want to tell you about the Kevin Costner movie, too.
Yeah.
Is that a lot of my friends, a couple of them went to it, they said the storyline didn't really follow. You know what I mean? They started off good, and then all of a sudden they kind of drifted to another story. I mean, it just had no flow to it.
Kind of like Kevin's News.
Oh, always.
That's actually fair. I'm not even going to argue it.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, you have a great day, guys.
You too, bud. Stay cool if you can.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I take them and I divide them into little Ziploc bags.
Mm-hmm. Do you count them?
Kevin James.
Or just pour them,
well,
by
I
the way.
I count them, my
you
man.
You count them.
Yeah, 28 nuts.
Thanks, my man.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Kevin. Focus. Don't get distracted. What's up?
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Good morning, guys. My wife has called me out on something and I just totally think she's wrong. We were talking about, let me just also say, we understand that this is not like a big world problem right now.
Right.
But it was the listener letter I wanted to post today, so I decided to go with it.
Maybe we needed that angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking about friends and discussing who our top five friends were.
Mm-hmm.
We just like to play games like that. She easily named her top five.
Oh, wow.
I got through three, and then I was like kind of struggling to come up with who the other two were.
Sure.
Because I just have a lot of buddies that are all kind of possibilities.
Yeah.
And she said, well, what about our neighbor, Jeff? And my response was, well, yeah, Jeff is my neighbor, but he's not really a great friend. She argued, you talk to him all the time. You go drink a beer with him all the time. You play with the kids together all the time, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, yeah.
And I said, yes, Jeff is a great neighbor. I really enjoy him. But I think there's a difference between a great neighbor and a great friend. Am I crazy for feeling this way? She thinks I am. That is from Kyle today.
509-441-0999. Oof. Jeff is a great neighbor. I could see how you could have a great neighbor that wouldn't necessarily be a great friend, and the only way you would know is if you moved away from Jeff.
What are you suggesting?
Well, I'm just saying, what was this man's name, Kevin?
Jay, that is a great point.
Like, what's the man's name?
Kyle.
So if Kyle moves away from Jeff... and they're still great friends, then they're great friends.
They're great friends.
Otherwise, it's a friend of convenience.
Okay. Mm. I've had it. We used to live next to Mike and Diane.
Little ditty.
Little ditty about Mike and Diane. We would sing that all the time to them, as you can imagine.
I imagine it's true.
We moved away from them.
Yeah.
Nothing personal. It was just we moved.
Yeah.
And then later in our lives, we lived in Spokane. Now they still lived out in the country.
Sure.
And what happened was we decided we were going to build a house. And as we were building a house that was in an area near their house, we actually lived with them for a while in a, well, we had like our fifth wheel out on their property.
Okay.
And we were still great friends. We went and saw them in Vegas when they moved to Vegas. And
yeah,
so
that's
one of those things that it was like, yeah, they're still friends. They were great neighbors, but they became good friends.
Well, you know what you always say? Two things can be true at the same time.
Yeah.
That's true. Now, I have had friends that are
good point, Steve.
Neighbors that I really enjoy, but I've moved away and I mean, if I see them, I'm like, oh, how are you guys?
That's right. So, you're neighborly to them.
Right. But
not friendly.
No.
I do think I'm kind of down with what this Kyle guy is saying.
He might be right. I think he is right, actually.
Kalisha says this, I agree with you. My current neighbor is a great friend. I invite him to family functions,
sure,
go out to lunch, concerts. But I've also had neighbors that are great, but we, you know, keep our hanging out interactions to our home life only.
Right, your driveway friends.
Having a drink, having dinner with the families, kids playing together, that all happens. But it's definitely a different situation.
Mm. Also, I think the layer of a neighborhood friendship changes if you go into the house.
Ooh.
Oh, that's, Jay, that is for sure.
Like, you know, you can be a driveway friend, a front yard friend, you know, a curb talker.
Yep. It
can be all those things. But if you enter the abode, is that what it is, abode?
Abode,
yeah. If you enter that, not the commode, the abode.
That is different.
Well, or both. If you enter the house, suddenly that takes on a new level and a new responsibility. I hope you're ready for it.
Melissa brings up a great point. You're right about that.
Just saying.
Melissa brings up a great point. I feel like neighbors and coworkers fall into the same category.
Yes, that's correct.
Could be a dear friend, but it could also just be friendship based on proximity and convenience.
End of that guideline, which I do agree with. Under that guideline, if you're out and there's someone that you're going to meet and let's say it's Steve Hawk and you go, this is my coworker.
Why do you bring it up?
What?
Why do you bring up Steve Hawk?
Because
he's the one that I want to be friends with. I've told him
this. He doesn't want to be friends though.
I know he doesn't. He's like, yeah, we're great friends.
I see.
But
it.
We're great
we'll
work friends. I've
work
never
only.
Been to his house. Yeah. I've never even met his wife.
You've never been to his house or met his wife?
No.
Well, then you're not friends.
Right. But I feel like we're
the Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm gonna text old Mark View.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna tell him our buddy Sean from Thompson Falls, who I'm sure Coach has heard.
Of course,
Coach listens to the show quite a bit.
Absolutely,
Kevin James.
And just say, hey, Sean from Thompson Falls doesn't want to watch because he doesn't think LeBron should be playing very much or at all. So could you please bench him?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Coyote Country app is free for you to download. You can take us with you wherever you go. Entertainment News is brought to you by AMCO MCO. We just heard Morgan Wallen's lies, and is lying or telling the truth, but they say he's sick. He says he's sick. And he canceled 3 shows over the weekend. I don't know if you saw that. He just said, you know, had been powering through, but, you know, can't do it.
Yeah, 3 shows canceled. Jelly Roll tried to make it good, though. He did everything he could. Because
take over the one?
Jelly was just like, listen, he was supposed to be on those 3 shows with Morgan. And so he did a thing where he just went to, I mean, is it a ball? I don't even know what this place, Dallas Bowl. Can you look it up?
The Dallas Bowl?
Dallas, B-U-L-L, like a bucking bowl.
Oh, bowl.
Bowl.
Yeah.
Dallas Bowl.
I see it.
Is it just like a big bar? Because, I mean, Jelly went there and he just said, hey, if you have a ticket to the concert, you get in free. Just show your ticket. That's how you get in. It'll be free.
Mm-hmm.
And he defended Morgan on stage saying, listen, Morgan is sick as a dog.
Right. Sick as sick.
Differently.
Yeah. Right.
And he's like, I promise, this guy is not missing a show. He hates missing a show. We all hate missing shows.
Right.
He's like, I promise you, he's super sick. Because, of course, people,
oh,
you know, it's
yeah.
like, right here, first comment. Because he was drunk yet again. He needs to put his career on hold and go to rehab.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I don't know that you know anything about that.
No, right. I mean, yeah. We have all definitely said that Morgan seems to have a little issue maybe with drinking too much and getting himself into trouble. But that's a pretty big jump to be so drunk that you canceled three shows.
Well, there's this one. You know who doesn't cancel shows? Taylor Swift.
Someone said that, too.
Yeah.
But if they're sick, I don't want someone coming up singing if they don't sound like themselves, right? You know,
this is hilarious. This is what the...
They were always scheduled.
This is the internet for you. I'll read the entire comment just for fun.
Okay, please do, Jay.
You know who doesn't cancel shows? Taylor Swift. Doing more shows, longer sets, more songs. She's only canceled once. Well, clearly she has canceled one then.
And she has canceled.
So I guess your comment was a la, la, la. La.
Now, I don't know. Maybe Morgan's a little softer than some people.
Yeah, maybe.
It is weird how few of times it happens where people cancel. I always think about that. I'm like,
yeah,
dude, you're sick, and I mean, you're just a human, and it's to go perform on stage is a lot.
It is. Mm-hmm. Well, the schedules is, I'm not going to lie. If you are unaware, you can probably imagine in your head what it would be like. The travel every night. I mean, it's not super glamorous. The stage part is pretty glamorous, but the rest of it is just a job, you know, and not an easy one. And it would be easy to get sick, I would think.
Sure.
You probably run down, you see a lot of people, you touch a lot of hands, you're in a lot of different places. You know, that stuff happens. Now, the severity of it, of course, varies, and some people get sicker and some are more tolerant.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just always surprised there's not more cancellations.
I am too.
Morgan has rescheduled those shows, though, for October, so that's at least good. If you had a ticket, you know, you get a chance to still see him, but it is always a bummer when those shows get canceled, and good on Jelly for going and making something happen.
By the way, Steve, speaking of big-time names in, like, a bar, do you know Carol's Pub in Chicago?
Carol's Pub?
You're a big bar goer, I think, back in your Chicago days. You probably weren't even of age at that point, but you ever heard of it?
I don't think so.
I saw Keith Urban did a bar show on, last weekend? Not this past weekend, the weekend before or something like that, when he was in Chicago and then just post. That's got to be the weirdest thing ever when you happen to follow Keith Urban on, like, Instagram and says, hey, Chicago, bring your wild side to Carol's Pub tonight.
Hmm. Huh. You know what's weird? I did see a video of someone with Keith Urban, I don't remember who it was, but they were promoting something, and it looked very strange because Keith Urban looked so not real. Like, it was almost, he was put in there. He's just so...
Because he's super famous and he was just at a little bar or something, you mean?
No, it just looked like he was all...
Like photoshopped or something?
Yeah, almost photoshopped. Really? It was bizarre looking. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. He's just so... good looking.
Well, as Coach Mark Few once said, after he went to a concert and saw the one and only Keith Urban on stage walking out, we happened to run into Coach and he said, man, that guy's a rock star. I mean, I like a lot of different country people, but that guy, he's different. He's a rock star.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is a good description of Keith Urban. And so maybe that's it. It's just that status, Steve, where it's hard to see him in a little venue like that.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. It was odd. He was standing next to someone, and the other person just looked kind of normal.
Right.
And he just was, like, glowing.
It is weird, too. Plus, in true Keith Urban fashion, he went and played that bar, and his set lasted 2.5 hours.
Of course.
Which, you know, it's like, he's not going to show up and play three songs acoustically. He's like, well, man, we're locked in. Let's go for a ride. So, yeah. Please come up here and do a 2.5 hour show just randomly at a bar. That'd be fun.
And two random. I don't know why I said random.
None of us do.
Can we cancel that? Can we?
Can we cut
that out of the show?
Too late. Already out there.
Huh. That's not the word I was looking for. Two sad instances over the weekend with people passing away. Richard Simmons.
Yes, that's
76,
right.
76, by the way. I was surprised that Richard Simmons was that old. 76 years old. You know, he is a guy that for so many years, I think, helped a lot of people.
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
His sweating to the oldies, all the stuff he did.
That's right.
He became a character that was very easy to have fun with, right?
Because
of his personality, he probably would have fit so much better in today's world.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You know
true.
What I mean? Like, if that came out now, people would be like, that guy's awesome. But, you know, he did a lot of great stuff, getting a lot of people healthy, I think, over the years. And, you know, passed away at 76. And then Shannon Doherty from Beverly Hills 90210.
That one was weird. I didn't know she... I actually had not paid attention to the fact that she was sick.
Oh, yeah. She's had cancer, I believe, for 10 years.
Yeah, I had no idea.
It was just a struggle. There was a couple times where... I remember over those years where it was like, I thought she was, it looked like she was maybe not going to make it. Mm-hmm. I think she made it a lot longer than maybe expected, but that's sad. She was only 53 years
old.
Yeah,
she's very young.
Passed away over the weekend. And so that's, I mean, just two pretty big names.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And Dave Loggins, didn't he pass away too, like just before the weekend?
Who's
Loggins and Messina? He was like in the
70s. Oh, okay. I always thought that was Kenny Loggins.
Yeah, he's alive.
No, I know that. But I thought he was in that group.
40. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Your dad posted it on his Facebook page. Help me on Coyote Country tomorrow. You with Big Barber, whatever he said. And then started a text thread with your family, correct?
His poker group and then like some of my cousins.
Kevin James.
My cousin then, he goes, not again, and screenshotted what my dad had sent him.
Oh no.
I said to him, well, you got to give the people what they want. And he said, who are these people?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Another chance to qualify for the $5,000 Cabela's shopping spree is on the way.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
From the text line, skydiving in Vegas.
Ooh. Yeah, baby.
Did I tell you that my daughter went skydiving?
I saw pictures of it, Jay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Well, I think she said one and only time, I believe.
Oh, done same it. Boat.
Yeah, done it, not interested. Same for you, Steve?
Yeah.
Never again?
Yeah.
Yeah, good enough, okay.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. All right, Steve.
Never again.
You've had time to think. What was the best part of your weekend?
Are we counting the cruise as part of the weekend or no?
I don't know, Kevin.
No.
Not really, because you had to work Friday.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh.
That was the best part of your week, probably, but not weekend.
Yeah, not the weekend. I can't count that.
Let's see. I had a pretty good ice cream sandwich.
You did not work at all over the weekend, right?
I did not. And I caught up on a lot of sleep. That was good.
Do you think maybe 42 minutes on the phone with myself and Jacob was the highlight of your weekend?
Probably was.
Boy, that seems like that's maybe too
Jacob
long.
Jacob and I, Jacob.
It was very entertaining.
Jacob works with me. He does the weddings with me.
Uh-huh.
And he knows Steve. They've been around each other quite a bit. And we were just driving and we said something about Steve. And I go, dude, let's call him.
Yeah.
Woke him up from a nap.
Oh,
100%.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, no. I was just, I was kind of, I was not asleep.
Are you
Which is what everybody says and when you were asleep.
Well, it was an unintentional nap.
Sure. Yeah. Just sitting there, fell asleep, woke up to Kevin.
But then I'm like, all right, dude, I'll let you go. You can go back to sleep. No, it's fine. Then he started asking questions 42 minutes later.
Wow.
We got off the phone because we were at our location.
Sure, but, yeah.
By the way, can I say it was a rude hang up?
It was?
Yeah. All of a sudden, we're having this conversation. Somebody is approaching you guys, who's important, I guess, apparently. And Jacob goes, all right, well, we got to go. And then just hangs up.
Right.
Yeah, that's how guys do it.
Because we were there, and then there was a lady walking to the door of our car to tell us where to park or do whatever to unload.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, so we're like, oh, we got to go.
Yeah, well, I was going to say goodbye and didn't give me the opportunity.
So that won't be the best part of your weekend then.
Well, up until that point.
The 41 minutes out of the 42-minute conversation were great, Kevin.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
Seth bought a new house and moved in. That's the best part of his weekend.
Okay.
Oh, nice. All right.
Some folks Very that went good. To Chesney was a good part of their weekend.
Oh, yes.
Might even have been the best, I should say. Kevin?
Man, I'm almost an idiot here. I don't remember when this happened. That's why I was struggling with the best part of my weekend. Because it was a solid weekend, but there was one thing that stuck out.
Okay.
My son, Cooper James, Coop the Poop. Cooper James is getting married.
What was the date of that? What was the day? Was that Friday?
I think it was Friday, Jay.
Thursday night,
maybe? I believe it was Friday.
I don't know. I was going to say if it was Thursday night, yeah, you can't count it. But
yeah. I don't think I talked to anybody about it Friday morning, and I'm sure I would have brought it up to the boys if it was Thursday. I don't remember, Jay. That's the thing. He's in Disneyland right now with his girlfriend and her family.
Fiance.
And, boy, wow, that is going to take
job.
That is going to take a minute to get used to, Steve.
Isn't it?
He is in Disneyland now with his fiance.
I think it happened Thursday night, Kevin, because I messaged him Friday morning and said congrats. So.
You know what, then? This doesn't count. It's not even a big deal. And sorry, Coop.
I mean, if you're going to cancel the cruise, you got to cancel the engagement.
100%. That is fair. Those are the rules I laid out.
Although, I think you were so tired on Friday, you probably were just trying to make it through the day.
That is the tiredest I've ever been at work, ever.
I mean,
the problem was I was up really
late. If you were Morgan
Wallen,
you would have canceled 3 shows.
Oh, man. But you know what? I didn't cancel anything.
Yeah.
What did I do? I came in here and I did it, Morgan.
You and Taylor Swift.
Well, by saying did it, I mean define did it.
I was here and I got through the show, and I bet you no one was you say that.
Not sure about that part, but yeah.
I mean, you guys were evident of it because...
We were evident of it.
I mean, when I got done with the show and I went in there and trying to do the podcast...
Yeah, the drool on the microphone really...
How in the world that podcast posted, I have no idea.
Well, Steve had to fix it.
No, he did not.
Steve...
Do you not even remember our conversation?
That was a different day.
No,
that was Friday.
That was Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still wrong, by the way.
It is it?
Yeah, you didn't get all of it fixed.
You're like, how did that get posted? Steve had to fix it. No, he didn't, but it's still wrong,
by
the way.
I think it all posted except for 1 hour, maybe?
It was working on Friday.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, it's working, but it's wrong.
What happened?
I don't know. You didn't put the dates right.
Come on, Steve. What's wrong with you?
So wait, is it not? It's not working at all?
I didn't say it wasn't working. I just said it has the wrong dates, which usually makes it not work. I don't know.
Oh, I see.
What do I care? I was so tired.
All right, I see it now.
You want to guess? You know what? That was the best part of my weekend, if we can count Friday.
Okay, of course.
I took a nap off and on for 5 hours.
Whoa, that's like a night's sleep. It was more than night's sleep.
You know, 2 nights in a row, less sleep than that.
Yeah, and that adds up.
And I think, just the cruise on Friday, and then the problem with the cruise is when we get done, I don't just go home and go to bed. Like, my mind is I was in party mode, you know?
I know, bro. You're in party mode. Then the next day, I'm in sleep mode.
Yeah, it was rough.